es vergesse. Ihr könnt dieses
Liga um 6 am Mittwoch. Herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Stunde und auch ein herzliches Willkommen zu Bill Roper. He is Executive Producer from Blizzard. Die Spieler unter euch werden Blizzard mit Sicherheit kennen. And Bill, you're here for presenting us a really new game. We have a kind of world premiere here. What is it?
The game is called Diablo 2.
And will be out on the 13th of May, I think.
Oh, no, not that early, but hopefully for Halloween.
Oh, okay,
maybe in October, yes.
Yeah, but you have a playable demo version.
Yes, we brought a special version just for your audience today.
Oh, that's great, really. What is Diablo like? Which kind of game is it?
It's a role-playing game, and you take command of one of five character classes and try to hunt down the evil Diablo and stop him from taking over the world.
Okay, this is Diablo 2.
Yes.
What is the difference between Diablo 2 and the first one?
The second game is much larger. It's about 7 times as large as the first game was. Many more characters to play as, many more monsters to fight. You go all across the world instead of one geographic location. Much stronger internet play, better multiplayer, a ton of differences. We're really trying to make the game just so much bigger and better for our fans.
Yeah. Bill, and as an executive producer, do you have to play all day long?
Oh, yeah. They make me play. Very tough job. So okay. It is a lot of work, but I do get to play quite a bit.
So how do you do, what is your job like? Do you test the games? Do you invent them? What are you doing?
A little bit of everything. Sometimes I get to throw out some design ideas and hopefully those get in the game. I also do voice work, so I'm sometimes the voices of the characters in the games every now and then, which is very fun. We also test them. The whole company does that. We're very much a family. As we do our jobs, and so everyone throws in a lot of ideas from design to implementation.
Can you pretend one of the characters, perhaps, with your voice? Do you remember one sentence or something like that?
Well, Warcraft was pretty big in Germany, and so all the orcs, you push on the orcs and say, "Stop poking me!" And have those little, like, little orc voices, so...
I see.
If you play that, you might recognize that if you played that game.
Okay. Bill Roper von Blizzard ist heute hier bei uns zu Gast. Es wird natürlich gleich noch um Diablo 2 gehen, bei Georg im Detail. Wenn ihr jetzt schon Fragen habt, dann könnt ihr die gerne mailen an georg@giga.de oder ihr kommt schnell in den Games-Chat und fragt, was immer ihr schon wissen wolltet.
Ich weiß, darauf hat eigentlich die gesamte Welt gewartet. Jetzt ist es endlich soweit. Wir haben bei NBC Giga exklusiv eine spielbare Demo-Version von Diablo 2 und darauf sind wir wirklich sehr stolz. Mitgebracht hat sie Bill Roper. It's a great pleasure for me to have Diablo 2 in your computer, not in our computer. You don't give it away, you said.
No, not yet.
Okay, I think we go directly into this is the first chapter, I think.
Yes, this is the first act and I have the Amazon up.
Okay, wir werden jetzt einfach mal direkt ins Spiel reingehen. Wie gesagt, spielbare Version von Diablo 2. So, do we have now a quest? Or do we have to search?
We have to search for a quest. Right now we have some monsters out here that are right outside of town, and I'm going to try to run around and find some more. The whole game is randomly generated, so sometimes it's difficult to know exactly where I'm going, but here's some little fallen.
You've created 5 new characters, isn't it?
Yes. The Amazon is one of them. There's also the Barbarian, who's a big fighter, uses all kinds of swords, clubs, and is a good master of weaponry. There's the Sorceress, who uses elemental magic. Necromancer, who raises the dead and summons other monsters. And the Paladin, who uses a lot of abilities against the undead and has much magical auras he can use.
The first impression is that the graphics, it's a little bit better than the first Diablo.
Yes, we've worked very hard to make the graphics much richer, much more realistic, and at the same time really allow ourselves to have a lot of fun with the settings. This is the first act, which is kind of set in a rolling green hillside type of area. And later on in the game, we get to go to lands that are much like Egypt, a lot of sand and other things that are very fun.
But it's as dark as the first Diablo, isn't it?
Definitely
we need
to be
candles.
Yes, right.
No lights, candles.
Definitely made to be played in the dark so you can experience all the scariness that the game's about.
So what about new features in the game?
Oh, there's a lot of new features, definitely. Not only do we have the 5 new character classes, there's over 50 types of monsters that are in the game now.
50 types?
Yes, 50 different types of monsters. There's also hundreds of new types of magic items, different types of weapons you can get, different types of armor. not only that, we have a lot of improvements made to the multiplayer aspects of the game. We're supporting people that can play in clans, they can choose their clan names they have online, colors for their clans to be shown as, a lot of things that are going to be very, very much bigger. The game's 6 to 7 times as large as the original. It's huge.
You'll change your weapons?
Yes, right now what I can do is I can set my right mouse button to use different types of magic.
Are those weapons new?
Yes, this is all new. Each of the characters has a skill tree.
Yeah.
So you can see that with the Amazon, I have javelin and spear skills that I can learn, or bow and crossbow, which is what I've been using. And then she also has healing and movement and repair skills. Each of the character classes has its own separate skill tree that's different from all the other ones. So they have 30 unique skills and spells that they learn that make them different than all the other character classes.
Mm-hmm.
I can jump to another area real quick if we want to see what the sand looks like.
Das macht Bill mal ganz schnell, er hat es mir eben demonstriert. Er hüpft mal eben hier in der Demo-Version jetzt ein Kapitel weiter. You jump to the next chapter.
Yes, so this is in chapter 2. And again, this is something that nobody's seen before in television, so exclusive for Giga here for you to see. One of the things that's also very different in the game is that we let you get inside of some buildings, which we didn't in the first game. So this is the inside.
Yeah, we can get a beer.
Maybe try those beer gotten here. We can go inside. And I'll try to...
But we still have no quests at this time.
At this point, right.
Okay.
Yes. The quests, very much more than the first game, are tied into the storyline. So you have to start playing the game for quite a while, for a little while before you start getting the quests, and they help drive the story. So we found that that's something that our fans really wanted, and we try to listen to what all of our fans want, to give them the best type of gaming experience possible.
We can play it in the Battle.net, of course.
Yes, yes. We're doing a lot to make it much better on Battle.net. One of the things we've been working on is eliminating the cheating that I think...
Yes, there was a great cheating problem in the first Diablo, isn't it?
Yes, people would go on and find ways to kill your character in town by hitting one button. That's not fun for anybody. So there's a lot of different things we're doing, and of course we're not talking about all of them because we don't want to tip the hackers off. But what we are doing, amongst others, and probably the biggest single thing we're doing is going to a client-server model so that Battle.net itself is involved in every game, so we can help to authenticate what's actually happening in the game.
So how many people work to create such a game? Like this big?
Yeah, yes. a lot of people. Right now we have about 17 game artists divided up between animating the characters and the monsters. We also then have about 10 programmers on the game, about 3 or 4 all told, sound people, some random producers here and there. And then also, there'll be 20 minutes worth of cinematics or movies within the game. And that's another 16 artists right there that just work on that exclusively.
Incredible.
So, very big project.
Okay, das reicht erstmal für jetzt. Wir gucken uns gleich natürlich noch weitere Demo-Teile an. Und falls ihr Fragen an mich oder an Bill habt, giga.de, entweder im Chat oder eine E-Mail schreiben an jochen@giga.de und ich bin mir ganz sicher, das E-Mail-Postfach wird sich jetzt füllen. Bis gleich. Als ich eben euch aufgefordert habe, Fragen an Bill Roper und mich zu stellen, habe ich wirklich gedacht, wir bekommen viele E-Mails, aber dass es so viele werden, das hätte ich nicht gedacht. Wir versuchen, die wichtigsten Fragen alle zu beantworten. Doch zuerst werden wir nochmal einen kleinen Einblick in Diablo 2, in die Demo-Version geben. Bill, this is a new character. We're choosing
yes.
the sorceress.
Yes, this is a sorceress now.
The sorceress.
I'm using a flame wall here, a big wall of fire to fight these demons that are coming to attack me. I'm going to go try to fight one of the big demons in the game here on Dariel. So this will be a good shot if I can go find her. I think she's right up here.
Yeah.
And she is big and nasty. Oh, I hear her. There we go.
What about the monsters?
Oh, there she is.
Oh, there's a...
Yeah, so she's a little poison spray there, so I'm going to try to cast some fire here and see if I can't catch her. Maybe I'll...
Are there any monsters?
Oh, there we go.
This is a firewall.
Yes, that's the firewall. I can also, on the little monsters that are in here, I can try to call down a meteor, so I'm going to try to do that.
A meteor?
Yes, so...
Coming out of space.
Coming out of, yes, diverting it down from the heavens into the... into the dungeon here. So there we go. Love them landing. Oh, better run away from that one. I'm gonna get caught in it.
The sorceress is very strong, isn't it?
Yes, oh. She has elemental power, so she has fire and lightning and cold and can do an awful lot of damage to a lot of monsters. She has an electrical spell that goes out. So she's one of the, at a high level, I have her at a very high level here, very, very strong character.
Mm-hmm. How many quests are in Diablo 2?
There's about 24 or 25. Every area has 5 or 6 major quests. And all those quests will be available in the multiplayer game, which is also very different from the first time.
Mm-hmm. I thought that Diablo 2 was 4 times bigger than the old Diablo, but you said no, it's much bigger than 4 times.
Yes, it's on 4 CDs, so at first, you know, it seems like, well, it's 4 times as big. It's just 4 times as many CDs. But with all the wilderness areas you can go to, the many, many different types of caves and cathedrals and monasteries that you can get into, it actually ends up being 6 or 7 or 8 times as large. It's huge compared to the first game.
Mm-hmm. Some monsters only come out at night, isn't it?
Yes. Also, we have a day and night cycling. So there's, as the game progresses, you can go through the daytime, then into the nighttime. And that lets us do things like having some monsters that only come out during the daytime or the nighttime, and also having certain items that maybe are more powerful at nighttime or during the daytime.
Okay, let's answer some questions.
Sure.
For example, from MS, what about the character level? How high can it get?
In the first game, 50 was as high as we let you go, but in the second game, we don't think that we're going to have a cap. We think we're going to let people go as high as they can get to.
What about special contests like Ultima Online in the Battle.net?
We've had success with tournaments for StarCraft and Brood War, and having a worldwide ranking system on a ladder. We wanted the same exact kind of thing for Diablo 2. So our goal is to be able to rank players, to find out who the best paladin or the best necromancer is in the world, and be able to have competitions between them.
This question is from Fish about the requirements. Do we need an acceleration card? Langsam? Acceleration card?
You won't need one, though we do support 3D acceleration. One of the benefits of that is actually it'll make games on lower end systems closer to the baseline play faster because it handles all the lighting, and you get some really great color lighting effects out of it.
This question is from Peter. How many unique items and how many spells is in Diablo 2?
Well, it's kind of built around what each of the character classes have. They each have 30 unique spells and skills, and the item list is also randomly generated. So one of the things that we can do is have literally hundreds and hundreds of unique items and armor types and weapons and those types of things. And we're also going to have rare items, which means that in all of the Battle.net games, you may only see 2 or 3 of these.
Mm.
So we think that's going to be very exciting. It's something really powerful that people can use.
Mm. You're still fighting? A very important question is, when do we get the demo version in the net?
One of the things that we have found to be very useful and a lot of fun is to have a Battle.net demo and a beta time where people can play the game before it releases and help us get the game finished, help us balance it and get good feedback in for us.
Mm-hmm.
When we decide to do that, it usually is towards the end of the project on our website at www.blizzard.com. That's right. We will put up a sign up saying that on a certain time, usually over about a 3 or 4 hour period, people can sign up for the beta, and then we randomly choose 1,000 people from that list to act as beta testers for us. So when we get closer to that, you'll see it on our website.
About the beta tester, there's a question from I think it's Gumbo. How can I get a beta tester for you?
Again, they should really check our website because that's when we get closer and start the beta test is when we'll then accept people into our beta test program. And that's always been a lot of fun, very successful. We get a lot of great feedback from our community on what they want to see in the game and how we can make those little last final stages of the game really work out for us.
Ihr seht, Diablo 2, das wird in diesem Jahr wirklich noch ein Riesenkracher werden. Es soll im November rauskommen. Wenn ihr noch Fragen habt, ich versuche sie zu beantworten zusammen mit Bill, dann schreibt mir E-Mails unter jochen@giga.de und ich bin auch noch im Chat, giga.de. Bevor ich jetzt, ja, ich würde es mal sagen, so gegen den mächtigsten Mann bei Blizzard antreten darf im Tekken, noch eine Frage, just one more question, very important question. Do you plan a German version of Diablo 2?
Yes, in the first game, we didn't do it a German version, but
yes,
for Diablo 2, especially, want to make sure that we have a German version, so yes, there will be a German version.
Okay, good news.
Yes.
And now, I don't want to, but I have to hit you.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, let's start.
Now the bad news, we'll see how much you beat me up here.
Oh, this looks great. I don't know this game exactly, but I'm learning.
Oh, so when you beat me at it now, you say you don't know it very well, then you're going to make me look really bad. I see. I have a feeling I'm getting suckered for it.
Oh. Do you have time to play a private games?
Yes, I do. I like to play a lot at home. I just finished Half-Life. Great game.
I play the German version, you
yes,
know?
Yes. Excellent. Been playing online. Been playing Team Fortress Classic. Very fun. And we always try to make time to play games. That's why we all got into making them, because we played them and wanted to have, you know, an excuse to get paid to play them. So.
And what else do you think?
I just finished Final Fantasy VII. I know it's been out for a while, but it's a very long game, but very fun. Also playing a lot of online games, playing a lot of EverQuest right now, which is a multiplayer game.
And your job, I think you have to play.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Not the whole time.
No, but we have to do work too, but it's research, you know, like, you have to play.
To look at the other
stuff? Yes, and you see what other people are doing, and so you know where to go in the future as well. So. Also a good way to stay connected to the community of playing games with them. Play a lot of, try to play a lot of our games on Battle.net. Play a lot of StarCraft. But again, it's you find a lot of people out there that are a lot better at it, even though we made it, because they play a lot more than we do.
So your laptop is a top secret laptop.
That's right. That's where all the secrets are, where they travel with me. So.
Never leave your laptop alone?
No.
Oh, no.
You want me to leave it here, don't you?
So yes.
You can play DLC. I can't do that. I'm getting in big trouble. Plus, then I couldn't play it on the way home on the airplane. That's why I really have to keep it.
But it's really the only version here.
Yes, it really is.
So I have to concentrate before I lose this game. I don't want to lose.
We'll see what happens here.
Oh, no.
So you're a much better player than you've been letting on. I think you're... I'm going to bet me Deutschmarks later and take all my plane money on the way home.
Oh! No. I'm afraid of losing. But I will lose.
Maybe.
Another question from... Oh! Ah! Oh!
Yes.
One more round, Bill.
One more, all right. This is the deciding one.
No compromises now. Uh-oh.
No more Mr. Nice Guy, huh?
Oh. Yes. I don't know how to do that, but it's okay.
Nice.
No, that's not. Oh, I think I'll lose. No. Oh, that's it.
Good game.
Did I say I hate losing? But it's not a shame to lose. Against you. Thank you very much for being here.
Our pleasure. Thank you for having us.
Okay. Euch sehe ich wieder, giga.de.